I was explaining to somebody that stopped me, and it was something difficult for him. Well, it would be difficult for a straight answer, and what God would do about it. One time I saw, just when I began to give God people's names and say, especially his relatives and family, that he taught me how to drop them off with him with such a finality that if they didn't get saved in my lifetime, I thought, I expect to see them. The least I expect is to see them when I get to heaven. So he said, pray the Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers. Truly plenteous laborers are few. I mean, why would he have to tell us to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers? I mean, he's the one that died for them. Yet we have authority. I'm glad he's leaving me here about 100 years. I want to bring as many people with me as I can. I'm glad. I said, what do you need from us? He said, what do you need from us? God can do anything if he has something to do it with. What did you need from me? Again, he can do anything if he has something to do it with. So I learned how to take my relatives and one at a time and turn them absolutely over and then take my hands off of them unless he wanted to use me in it. I mean, just absolutely drop them off, knowing that if he has something to work with, he'll go after them. And he illustrated it to me with one of those flash visions. It looks like the whole world, and I saw all the people on it just for a second. And saw it long enough for two or three of them to shift their direction. And I said, God, why in the world did you do that for? You know. And he says, I want you to know that person's name that you gave me. These people changed direction because they're on a course now to meet with them. According and for, working for their salvation, see. If you're going to go after them. And I thought, goodness gracious. Well, his problem was a little bit different, but God told me to bring it to him the same, because if I have something to work with, I'll do it. So I told him about what I just said to you. And it's hard then not to know that no matter what the problem is, if he's got something to work with, he's going to come after you. I mean, he's not the one holding back on anything. He's going to come after you. Whoever you give him, he's going to go after. I said, well, you know my next question while I was singing and getting excited was, why did you want me to come up here and say this? I don't know what you would call it. Possibly the gift of faith. I don't know, but I do know that it's present here. And if you've got a loved one that you're believing for, or a difficult situation that's almost impossible, I mean, you've got to pick the hardest thing. We want the hardest thing. Then write it down on a piece of paper. And you bring it up here. Because my instruction this morning while he was doing that, He says, you bring them to me and drop them off. It'll be something to testify about as the year goes on. So write a name down. But if it's a real, really hard request or something, like you need a house or something like that, go ahead, put it in there. All he needs is something to work with. Are you going to put anything in there yourself? Yes. Me. Me. Hallelujah. Anytime you get it, bring it up. You can put it in this box. It would be okay. It's a prayer request box. He'll find it in there. Or you can lay it on the top. But anytime you're ready, start bringing them up. Remember the fruitless fig tree? And he said, keeper, he said this, cut it down. It doesn't produce. They would have. Second, an intercessor stepped in and said, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Let me cultivate and dung it. Work with it enough. Leave it alone. See, it would have destroyed it, except an intercessor got in the way. So, Father, we know that nothing's impossible to you. All you have to do is have something to work with. And that's what we give you when we give you our faith. That's what you use. All things are possible to him that believe, and then especially in areas like this. So, Father God, the names of every person that's represented in this, for this, handing him over to you in the name of Jesus. And this is what we're looking for, Father. Oh, we would enjoy seeing them come to you. But this is what we'll stand for. And this is what we'll believe for. The least we want to see, or we'll see, is when we get to heaven, they'll follow us or they'll be there. But Father, I want to thank you with all your my heart that you led in the direction of this, for this. So in Jesus' name, I'm calling them all saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for to worship you and glorify you and praise you. The devil don't like you, but then again, that's a compliment. Don't you raise your hands kind of half-masked for a moment? And, he's our Father. Christianity's not a religion. It's family. That's why you're born again into it. There's nothing he loves better. And you lift those hands up and know. And you tell him you love him. And you worship him. You have any idea what that means to him? See, Father, I love you. See, the most costly thing heaven's ever sustained is your right to make choices. Without it, he would have no fellowship. An army of robots that you push their button and they say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Of course, you programmed the stupid thing to say that. But when he knows that you made the choice, and you're really lifting your hands and telling him you love him because you do, what do you think that means to him? It means everything. Why did he create us sons and daughters with the right? The power to choose to make choices. Without it, there's no fellowship. We don't have God's history before creation. We can't conceive ideas like eternity. He always was, always will be. What would a being like that need? What could he possibly lack? Obviously, it cost him almost everything. His son, he sent here. All that to get us back. And you're trying to tell me that when I open my mouth, you don't hear me? All of that to get us back into fellowship with him. What is it that he needs with us? He needs to know. When you lift those hands and say, "I love you." Do you? He maketh his angels flames of fire. But the Son, he said, "Today I have begotten thee." There's a difference between creation and being born of someone. The angels were created. You were born. What do you think he created his body? That's our house. And he breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living. Do you think that God took some air in and breathed them into him? It was the breath of life, all right, but you can bet anything. You can bet anything that part of God, that spirit, is what was formed in him when he began to breathe. When Satan got judged after that, before Jesus even could judge him hardly, because he said somebody has to die. You do that. You take of that fruit, you'll die. You got that? You will die. Well, he judged Satan first on it, but he prophesied 4,000 years ahead of time, said, "Born of woman will be a seed that'll bruise your head." He said, "You preached on this before, I know it, and it's not me this time." "Born of woman will be a seed that'll bruise your head." You'll just bruise his heel. So after he prophesied that, from then on, everything he did for them, he could charge to the cross to be paid in full at his resurrection. But before that, he couldn't do anything. He said, "Well, he's God." Yeah, he could do anything but lie. He cannot lie. He can't. He gave you the most powerful thing He has to use. He gave you His Word. He gave you His Word. As the centuries went by, animals were sacrificed as a type of that death and the blood being shed for them. The amount of sacrifices that took place in those thousands of years, we probably wouldn't be able to count them. Arks of covenants. I mean, God did everything that could be done so that when you prayed, that He would be able to hear and answer the prayer, even though they're spiritually dead. I mean, whatever He had to do, He did. And He worked it towards this. You know, century after century, He worked it towards this, time after time. When that glorious day come a couple of thousand years ago, they were actually getting born again back into His family and have His nature paid for by Jesus. You think from praying from cow's blood and everything else that He heard them, and we walk up into His presence in the name of Jesus, you think for 1 minute He don't hear you? You think He doesn't want to carry out for you what you asked when Jesus died for it? If I was you, I'd slap unbelief all the way to Oklahoma City. It's getting easier and easier for me to see. And when I give something to Him, when I turn it over and just leave it here, it's yours. And it really is. I know some of you have been looking at me kind of funny the last few months. You probably got it right. Two times I went behind a door that had the love of God on it. And the first one I got enough to what I got a pretty good idea of what it was. It was great. God was really great, His love. But then I noticed something else going on. Like, and I've said this before too. But I'll say something else when I can. I kind of, you know, started using a name because I knew what He did. He went all inclusive. One Adam caused our death. The second Adam gave us back. So He's preaching all inclusive now. And He used to be around here. But He's preaching all inclusive, which one Adam caused your fall. The second Adam got us back. There is no hell. They're preaching all those kind of things, and he knows the truth, and He knew all the truth the whole time. He got in and started preaching that stuff. But after just that first little dose of the love of God, it was after a little season of fastings and things like that, you know. After getting a dose, I've seen how easy it would to go that direction. It'd just be so easy. I tried to figure out reasons for a hell's fire and torment. I'm thinking, I think I got it. Angels will be there and people, and there'll be eternal fire. And I said, maybe fire is the only thing that'll hold a spirit prisoner, because they can go through stuff, you know. I was trying to reason it out some way. Maybe fire holds a spirit captive. You can't get through it. Like, you know, the angels could go through walls, but they can't get away from fire. Sounded good when I thought it. So I could have went that direction. But he pulled me back. And I got to wondering things like, if it's all inclusive and nobody needs to be saved, why are they living off the believers? But he just dipped me, was all. And so then I got a, eventually, in time, I got to look at the big door, one that did contain the fullness of his love, the one he said would eradicate all fear, and it itself never fails, love. Because it's what he is. And found out, desire earnestly the best gifts, but I'll show you a more excellent way, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not this love. He didn't say pray in tongues, he just said you had it. Don't have this kind of love. Sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. So I knew what he was really saying. I'll show you a more excellent way to go after the gifts of the Spirit. You go after the love of God with the same tenacity that you would want to be recognized for the power you walk in. That's the more excellent way. But besides all of that, I knew that he was love, and I knew something was happening, and I knew this great revival we're walking into is going to be hand in hand with that which never fails, which is his love. Never. Well, when I got all this clear, I'm not going to go through detail. I did that enough. I've been in a couple of year war, probably. But the devil, he put together his first assault in Brazil. And you've heard the testimony. That's when the room filled up with devils. And Alan was there. The room filled up with devils. And could you see them? Yes, I could. I got woke up by the one sitting in my chair that I put my clothes on. He was sitting there looking over at the other ones which were coming through the wall. And I had my hand up here, but when he woke me, I moved it down here, and he said to me, look, he put his hand over his heart. Do you think he knows that you were going to shoot him with a poison dart? Boy, what a thing to wake up to. I said, no, you can put the dart out. Just bring me another blanket, please. Well, no more detail on that. When I run them off, they chanted, we're going to kill you. And they kept chanting it and chanting it. Going to kill you, chanting it. And at times, you'd send somebody up behind me and they'd get around behind me and come up, I'm going to kill you. I've heard that two or three times. But putting all that to rest, the reason that the devil attacked that severely since that last time in Brazil, not long ago, was he knows how dangerous it is if we really do attain to that kind of love. And he had no choice but to stop it there. But it didn't work. For a while it took a toll on me. It messed me up this way and messed me up that way. And I went through things I never even dreamed possible. But I'm back. And I'm picking up where I left off. Hallelujah, Jesus. As far as he's concerned, he can just go jump in the lake and heat it up enough right, so I can jacuzzi in it when I come by. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So this I know, that ahead is the love of God. And you know, I was kind of searching him, like the scripture. I think it's really going to be nice as I journey on into this love. I think things like fasting and stuff will be left out. And you could almost hear heaven boom, you want to bet? No, not hardly. But this timing is really good, because the second trip to Japan, something happened, something broke loose, and with all that got filled with the Holy Spirit and the ones that got healed and things was incredible. Remember the two nations he gave me? Japan and Brazil, outside of here. Brazil opened Japan. Japan's open now. And the same way they put their TVs in all our houses and their cars in our garage, they're going to put the truth in every house. You just can't stop them, people. But what they have, if it's real. Are you afraid? No use being afraid of anything. Doesn't do any good. Hallelujah. So over my victory, would all of you just stand up for a minute and worship him with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I'm a little troubled with high notes, but I sound good to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Acomancha tequila. Oh, das grandis ki babol. Jandis krobolata. Haske neanda. Mundia hus krisi ha. Haske rechi. As this love go, famously. Okay, as this love continues to increase, you'll understand things that you haven't been able to understand in the past. You'll know why this could have happened and this could have happened and that. Because of the love of God that was attained to by these different seasons. So be strong and hold me up and know that love never fails. Never fails. Boy, I wished I could see the whole scope of that. Never fails. Okay. The devil was afraid that I would get past that. And he had a right to be. Because I did. So now, I want you to get yourself ready. I've never been where I'm going. What country is that? It's not a country. I've never been where I'm going, but I'm going there. I know what's there. So hang on. What did we think would transpire before a revival would come that would mess a whole city up? What did we think would happen? And what could do it short of the fullness of the love of God? You can be seated. The thing he showed me made me cry so bad and hurt and everything else. That when Jesus told her, "This kind cometh not by prayer and fasting," there was a mental thing there too. The possession and that. When Jesus set him free, but when the disciples couldn't, he said it was because of their unbelief, but this kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting. This is what I keep seeing. If I had a child like that, you've heard this for 20 years. If I had a child that's deaf and dumb, never heard, twisted limbs, and a neighbor had the same. Maybe we lived in a community or something. And one day I look over and his son is out in the yard playing. I go over there and say, "What happened?" He said, "My God, there's a guy that come to town, a woman that come to town. And I heard what was happening, and I brought my son down there, and he was instantly healed. He's whole. He's whole." I said, "Who was it?" "Oh, they're gone now." I would track him down. I don't care where he went. I would track him down. I don't care how long it took, how far he went. I would find him. When we go visit that hospital, it has about 300 in it. Children's impaired. I don't know how far people would drive if they have their child in there. But they're incapable. What if one day this church got up and went over there and emptied it? Do you think Tulsa would survive that? We'd have every reporter, all the coverage we ever wanted, and fields of sick people, which I saw before I ever left Oak Ridge, Oregon. Now, Jesus done nothing short of that. He walked on water, stilled the storms. What do you think 5,000 would collect in any way they could get there to bring their sick? Yes. At one point with the apostles, they were all the sick that was brought in. They said they brought them in from round about and they was healed, every single one. So we're not just talking about when he was represented in person. What? Is hell less hot for people that go there today than then because it was just lit? Huh? Is the same things waiting for us when we penetrate it? It's always been there. Religion's what messed us up. Well, I'm leaving religion and I'm going there. I'm leaving religion, I'm going to life. I'm not adopted. I was, ain't now. Why? Because my Father's God and He made me His son. Whew. You know, we get some people healed in church, and then they have to go out and talk, then they'll talk to friends of theirs and things like that. But a lot of times it's just church friends, so they start going a little more. How about us getting loose? You know, I've been a coward before, too long ago. I'd see somebody, and you know, I'd say, boy, if God talked to me, I'd just run right over there and jerk him up. But boy, you know, I wasn't as cautious as that, you know, somebody says, God just told me to give you about $10,000. Does that witness with you? Yes, it does. It certainly does. Yes, it does. I won't have any groceries, and think God will provide. Give, and it shall be given unto you. But somebody sitting over there in a wheelchair hadn't walked, maybe. We don't know. What does it matter if He tells you to go over there? Didn't you know the circle of friends they'll have? That's where the people come from. Are we going to see that? Yes. Well, you're not preachers, so I believe you. I didn't plan to say all of that. How many's glad I did? When we look at something like that, we get excited. And for a while, that measure of faith goes up and bounces on it. Gets in there. It's on the top of it a little. Then a few bad days go by. Bring me an oxygen tank. But put this in your notebook if you want. We going to have. I'll leave that R out even. We are going to have our revival. Amen. Wouldn't it be something if Japan grows so fast? That they come running over here and took our revival away from us? How long you been saved, boy? 2 years. Go back. Go back to Japan. No. No. So you just get yourself ready for some change. Some excitement. Some being used. Hallelujah. Shakoneski Roba Chenumiki. Dan Chendu be Aiki Chiwa Wallin Chuman.
такими квестировими лайки чинена. Ашколеба.
It was, I heard the translation inside somewhere, but I don't know. I don't know if it was for me, for anybody that does. The reason you're it's so hard to bring you there to this place is because so few have been there to paint any kind of picture that you can see. Therefore, trust me when I say that contained beyond anything you believed yet, I'm waiting for you with all that I have promised. Ooh. Did you have some scripture out for us or something? The whole chapter? Anyway. Have you heard of that that process of edification called praying in tongues? When Jesus said, He, the Holy Spirit, shall receive of mine and shew it unto you. But see, we just take that as a random thought. When He's ready to show me something, yeah, He does that too. But what the devil wouldn't like you to know is that you can turn that process on as often as you want, for as long as you want, because of the way that you get out of Him, what He's showing you of Him, is by praying in the Holy Ghost. And everything you're called to, every move you're called to make, everything you'll do, that's why He will receive of mine and show it unto you. Yet it's your choice to activate Him anytime that you want for that part of it. Of course He does all He can every day. But how come people make it up to tongues and get born again and fight the tongues? If He is in charge, He would get them past that. But He's not. Thank God they got a born again spirit. But the teacher isn't getting access. Don't you know that when you pray in tongues, you're activating that He will receive a mind and show it unto you. See, when He says, He shall receive of mine and show it to you. Well, what happened? If He's receiving of His and showing it unto us, it's got to be the correct and right and revelation knowledge and His plans and callings for us. Must be. I mean, day of Pentecost, that's a good day to pour the Holy Ghost out. And it passed away with the apostles. Who cut the teacher off? Who stopped the teacher? Even when the Holy Spirit was present, why couldn't He teach? He fixed it to be so easy. One more time, I understood a vision, and I'll tell you, and you'll understand it more too now. I saw a meteorite coming. It blew a hole in the ground. It turned into a well. But just before it blew the hole in the ground, it turned into the walk of the Spirit, the walk of power. then water come up. And there was four churches and four corners, and they all had a different doctrine. And you know what it did? The only thing it would water was the truth. So his plan was to get that in, to get them to pray in, so their doctrines would change. He's a good teacher. If I didn't know how to follow him as well as I had learned it in the past, I wouldn't be here now. I wouldn't have made it to the love. Not anymore.